Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel today, the weather is mild, with temperatures comfortable in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a pleasant day to be outside. In Eilat, the sun continues to shine brightly. Here are today's headlines. First, after the shooting this morning in the north, the IDF attacks in southern Lebanon. According to Walla, Katz considers a strong response against Hezbollah. Also earlier this hour, the Holon Junction train station, damaged in the war, resumes operations. This is reported by Israel Hayom. Also this hour, the IDF seizes over 20 boats in a Gaza flotilla, with others turning back, as reported by Ynet. Separately, I-24 News reports that Israel seizes a Gaza-bound flotilla, calling the mission a publicity stunt. And finally, from Axios, Trump announces a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, which could influence peace talks with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. Jewish Warrior 13 shared footage just minutes ago of the IDF Navy seizing vessels near Crete. Kotler Wunsch wrote that addressing anti-Semitism requires understanding all its forms, emphasizing the need for the IHRA definition. I-24News_EN posted 16 minutes ago that the IDF is conducting targeted strikes in southern Lebanon on Hezbollah sites. Let's go deeper. Starting with the latest from Walla, after a morning shooting incident in the north, the IDF has launched attacks in southern Lebanon. Katz is considering a robust response, and consultations with the general staff continue. This follows gunfire and drone activity from Lebanon, marking a significant escalation that could impact regional stability. Turning to Israel Hayom's report, the Holon Junction train station has resumed operations after being damaged during Operation Lion's Roar. The station has been closed for a month and a half due to a missile strike. Its reopening marks a step towards returning to normalcy for commuters in the area. Meanwhile, Ynet reports the IDF seizure of over 20 boats in a Gaza-bound flotilla. This action began overnight near Crete as part of ongoing efforts to prevent unauthorized approaches to Gaza. Activists claimed they faced armed threats, highlighting the tense maritime situation. In a related development, I-24 News describes the flotilla as a publicity stunt, with Israel emphasizing its security concerns. The flotilla's interception is part of broader efforts to control the narrative and maintain security along its borders. And on the diplomatic front, Axios reports that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This move is politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but could facilitate broader peace negotiations with Iran. A ceasefire could offer a temporary respite and open diplomatic channels. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that some employees will see an increase in their next paycheck due to a technical update in tax brackets. This news brings a financial boost to those earning above 16,150 shekels. Separately, a penthouse in Tel Aviv's Park HaMesila has sold for 55 million shekels, according to Globes. This sale by Box Real Estate to a new immigrant from France highlights the robust luxury real estate market. And finally, CTEC covers the 5-point plan, a new agreement between Germany and Israel. This plan aims to strengthen strategic partnerships, combining German engineering with Israeli innovation. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.